Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, a publisher of GGB, and today we sit down with Noah Akers, the Chief Operating Officer for Akers Manufacturing, on the release of the company's newest product, Cashless Casino, and how it will allow all casino operators to accept cashless transactions seamlessly. This week's podcast is sponsored by IGT with its newest MLP theme, Prosperity Link, which is a hit and performing at over 3 times versus house, according to the Eilers June report. Learn more at igt.com/prosperity. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow when I play it on repeat. Until I... Akers Manufacturing has made a splash since its launch 2 years ago. Founded by Gaming Hall of Fame member John Akers, the new company has updated the concept of loyalty programs initially invented by Akers with Foundation, a program that makes it easier to understand and apply player data. Now its latest product, simply called Cashless Casino, allows operators to go cashless seamlessly. They only need to pick a payment processor and provide a mobile app. The casino's app becomes a user interface, ensuring that branding is fully compatible with the rest of the operator's player-facing options. The goal of all Akers products is higher loyalty engagement. Akers COO Noah Akers spoke with GGB editor Frank Legato from Las Vegas late last week.
Welcome to the GGB podcast. I'm Frank Legato, editor of Global Gaming Business Magazine. Today we have Noah Akers, who is COO of Akers Manufacturing, and we're going to talk about a new product Akers is coming out with called Cashless Casino. It's an app that works with the Akers Foundation Casino Management System. Welcome, Noah. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Frank. Great to see you again.
See you. Give me the overview of Cashless Casino, how it came about, and how it lets casinos get the cashless functionality quicker than anything else, pretty much.
Yeah, well, Cashless Casino is an application that ties into Foundation, which is our casino technology platform. And what it does is it enables casinos to get up and running with a cashless full floor slots and tables cashless offering within about 15 weeks, so that's roughly 100 days. And we developed Cashless Casino after our experience with Penn, right? So everybody knows we do cashless gaming for Penn. We're currently live in I think 9 casinos, about 15,000 machines or so, more and more coming online every month. But what we realized soon after deploying Penn was that they brought a lot of pieces and components to the table that other casinos did not have that are required for cashless. Things like, you know, reporting tools and audit and, you know, dispute resolution and, you know, different APIs and things like that. We are now providing as a standard service with Cashless Casino. If the casino that we're going into doesn't have these certain tools, we can now provide them. And that's what allows us to get up and running so quickly. All a casino needs to do to go cashless is, first of all, install Foundation. Then they need to provide a mobile app and select a payment processor, and that's it. We can handle everything else.
Mm-hmm. And you say that this total is around 100 days for this whole process?
Yeah, 100 days, that's basically our lead time. I mean, Cashless Casino is software, and we need to go in and, you know, integrate with the app and the payment processor, which we've already done to a large degree. So it's most of that's done. So most of the lead time is just the hardware installation and that process.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the good things about the Foundation technology is that it's system agnostic as far as what the casino has in place as a casino management system. Can you talk a little bit about that for me?
Yeah, so Foundation can plug directly into any slot machine, whether it's connected to a casino management system by, you know, Aristocrat, Light and Wonder, IGT, Konami, or any other. And what we do is we plug Foundation into the game's primary SaaS port, which allows us to collect all the data in real time. We're the only technology in the industry that's able to collect the full SaaS protocol in real time. And we have the ability to change the credit meter on any slot machine. And through our series of open APIs, we can translate that ability with any payment processor or bonusing platform or anything else. So basically what happens is, you know, you plug a payment processor into Foundation and they can in turn cause the slot machine's credit meter to change up or down when their customer wants to buy in or cash out.
And Penn National has been sort of a proving ground for you for your technology, has it not?
Yeah, it's going great with Penn. Like I said, we're live 9 casinos, 13,000 machines, just waiting for more regulatory approvals in other states to continue adding. And I think that, frankly, it's recognized pretty universally as the best of breed solution in the entire industry. This is a product that allows, you know, Penn obviously is a large multi-property operator. Somebody can download their My Choice app, load their funds, and instantly buy in or cash out from any slot machine or table game in any of the properties, right? So I could go from the Meadows in Pittsburgh and drive over to, you know, the Hollywood Casino in New York and use the same wallet to buy in or cash out from any game.
And Penn has properties spread out across the country that have different casino management systems. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. So and we're enabling them to get all of that data regardless of what casino management system they have. And then we also, the way that we connect to the game, because we're sending credits directly to the meter and we're still plugging to that, we're still transmitting data to the legacy system, existing reporting structure continues to work. So if you have, say, a Light and Wonder system, like Penn has quite a few casinos with a Light and Wonder system, when our credits are cashlessly transferred to the game, the game's meters change and the Light and Wonder system picks that up. And so that reporting continues to work without any disruption to the casino. And so our whole key is we are very low friction, very easy to install. It only takes about 2 minutes per slot machine to install Foundation. It does not require you to remove your legacy system. It does not result in any loss of functionality or performance from the legacy system. So when you install Foundation, you get brand new capabilities that you never had before, and you don't lose anything that you're doing today.
The cat's out of the bag. IGT's newest MLP theme, Prosperity Link, is a hit and performing at over triple versus house, according to Eilers' June report. Both partner themes feature the player favorite lock and respin bonus and the exciting free games bonus with either scatter or multiplier wilds. Prosperity Link will drive players to your floor with its popular game mechanics. Grab this exciting game while it's hot. Learn more at IGT.com/prosperity.
Tell me a little bit about how it works with table games. I see you have an interface to marker tracks. That's a slot system overall. How does it work with cashless for tables?
Yeah, at tables, what we do is we mount a piece of Foundation hardware beneath the table, and we have that connected to an iPad that sits on the table. We call that the dealer's device, and the player will take their mobile app and kind of get close, you know, within a foot or two to make that Bluetooth connection to the dealer's device. And then we can send a cashless transfer to the dealer. The device will pop up the buy-in amount or the cash out amount, and the dealer cuts out the chips and passes them to the player. It really works just like cash. Like if you walk up to a table game, you put cash on the table and the dealer counts those out and counts out the chips and passes you the chips. It's the exact same thing, except for the difference is instead of cash, you have the iPad that pops up the net amount that the player is buying in.
Mm-hmm. And there's no alterations that have to be done to either slots or tables to implement this technology, right?
Nope. No, it's very, like I said, it's very low friction, very easy to install and easy to operate.
And how has Foundation done beyond Penn? Do you have a lot of operators interested?
Oh yeah, very much so. I think that, you know, this is a very Foundation represents a brand new era in the casino industry. As everybody knows, our industry, you know, the casinos operate on very, very old technology. The systems that are in place today have been there for, you know, 20 plus years. They're unable to collect any sort of real-time data. And so they're, you know, from my standpoint, that makes them unable to communicate with younger players that you know, obviously are missing in the casino today. It's no secret that our player base is aging. And what younger people like is the experience they get on Google and Amazon and Netflix and Facebook, where everything is personalized in real time and they get messages directed to them specifically at, you know, just the right moment. And the reasons casinos can't do that is because the data is, number one, not in real time. And number two, it's locked away by the system vendor who, you know, is unable to provide an open interface. And so Foundation is designed not only to collect the real-time data, but to share it with any application that the casino wants. And so what I think is going to happen is when we move to mobile payments in the industry, that gives us a chance not only to do cashless, but to send players real-time messages and offers and things like that that are going to get them to play more. And there's certain messages you can send a player while they're playing in the session. Maybe that message varies depending on whether or not they're up or down or how long they've been there for. And maybe there's other messages that you could send when the player's session is over and they've gone home. Mm-hmm. And so now it's a bounce back offer or something like that. But the ability to communicate with the player 24/7 on a mobile app, I think is going to be very, very big for our industry.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any numbers yet on the adoption rate by the players? I mean, how many of the players are actually using the cashless option at the slots or tables?
Yeah, I know that Penn put out some numbers in their latest quarterly announcement, and I think they said they have over 53,000 cashless players, and they represented roughly a 20% growth in both number of visits, frequency of visits, and time on device. So that's real additional revenue that's coming in as a result of cashless.
Mm-hmm. Do you see this being a change like ticket in, ticket out was 20 years ago?
Yes, definitely. I think that we're on the edge of going into a whole new era in gaming that's going to be ushered in by cashless. I think that cashless is forcing a replacement cycle in the systems business, meaning that casinos must upgrade their hardware to enable cashless gaming. And while they do that, obviously they want to get the real-time data and they want to fix the problem they've had for years, which is they're not able to access their data or share it to the other applications that they want to empower. Mm-hmm. And so Foundation or products like Foundation are going to enable casinos really to compete with customers on the same plane with the same technology as a Netflix or a Google or an Amazon that's able to personalize offerings to player or to their customers in real time.
Mm-hmm. Are there any regulatory issues that you've had to deal with in the various jurisdictions? I know regulators in general are pretty much, especially since COVID, down with adopting cashless.
Yeah, obviously in gaming we have it's a very highly regulated industry, and not only is it highly regulated, but there's a lot of individual regulatory environments. One of the great things for us about being partners with Penn is that I think that by jurisdictions, they're the market leader. I think they're in 20 states or 19 states or something like that. So that gets us access to a lot of states, and where, you know, we already hold a number of licenses and approvals in different states. Obviously, tribal is another area that we're going after. And we've got, I think we have all the approvals required for most tribal jurisdictions. And so we continue to get new approvals every month in new jurisdictions. But I think that within probably a year or so, this is going to be something that's widely available anywhere. It's already widely available in most states, but there's some states that are still coming online. But I think all of that will be solved probably within 12 months of now.
Okay, well, congratulations on this new product, and good luck with the launch. And I'm sure this is going to be the next game changer in the casino industry.
Great, I really hope so. Thanks for your time, Frank.
Thanks for being with us today.
Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I want to know what time it should.
Hope you enjoyed this special edition of the podcast sponsored by IGT and its newest MLP theme, Prosperity Link, which is a hit and performing at over 3 times versus house, according to Iowa's June report. Discover more at igt.com/prosperity. To learn more about cashless casino by Acres Manufacturing, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast. Let the night